Hi everyone, this is Beth Shakina. I wanted to share a practice with you today that I've used for many years for myself and in my work with my clients and in workshops. I was introduced to it through my shamanic mentor, Ross Bishop, and it originates in the work of Arnold Patton, who is a transformational teacher. And I really feel it offers a way to turn towards ourselves and our feelings when we're struggling, when it may be within ourselves or with another in a relationship or situation. And since we've been exploring that concept of turning towards ourselves and befriending ourselves as we might another, this practice popped to mind. So I call it the self-empowerment exercise. And I'll invite you to find a comfortable position. You can be sitting on a chair, or if you prefer, sitting on the floor. You can even be lying down for this if you're more comfortable. So really just let your body settle wherever you're sitting. Maybe taking a few deeper breaths, just really feeling the rise and fall of your chest. The flow of breath in and out of your body, and just becoming more present in this very moment. And then letting your breath fall to its own natural rhythm. And I'll invite you to think of something that you might be struggling with today or this week, maybe a situation that's brought up some difficult feelings. And just kind of tune into that for a minute. Don't give it too much thought right now. You can just, whatever pops into your mind, you can certainly work with this with other things that arise. And then begin to focus your awareness on the feelings that come up as you tune into that situation. Sometimes it's even helpful to kind of replay it in your mind a little bit. And really allow yourself to begin to feel the feelings there. You might notice even where those feelings are held in your body. And as you connect with the feeling, see if you can feel the energy or vibration that's in those feelings. Beyond the attachment of the name or how you might classify the feeling, just tune into the energy or vibration of the feeling. Notice if you're willing to stay with the feeling and to allow it to be just the way it is, without needing to change or shift it. Are you willing to stay with this feeling or feelings and allow them to be just the way they are? And can you open to the idea of feeling love or compassion for the feeling? Are you willing to open to that within yourself? Knowing this feeling's arising for a reason. There's something there for you to look at within yourself. And are you willing to receive support in feeling love for this feeling? Open to just allowing love and compassion to come into yourself for this feeling.
Are you willing to accept the purposefulness of the situation that stirred this feeling? Even if you don't understand what the purpose is at this time. Are you willing to let go of your interpretation of the situation or even your feelings being bad or wrong or unwelcome? Perhaps being willing to let go of any judgment of the situation, of your feelings, and of yourself for having those feelings. And if there's someone else or others involved that have caused you to have this experience and these feelings to help that help to bring them to the surface. Can you accept that you attracted them in some way to support you in reclaiming your power and connecting with yourself more deeply? Can you see and feel the perfection of what is just the way it is? And now take a few moments to really open to feel the full essence of who you are. Allow yourself to feel the essence of who you truly are, a loving essence. If it's helpful, you can place a hand on your heart or just connect to the energy of your heart. But really allowing yourself to feel your whole body, mind, emotion, and spirit, your whole being as this loving essence. And as you do, allow your heart to open and allow the feeling of love to expand. And as the feeling of love expands, let it really embrace your feelings, all of that you were feeling, that you connected with from a situation. If there's another involved in the situation, you can include them in just surrounding and enveloping them in love. And most importantly, including yourself, allow yourself to really feel enveloped, embraced in love and compassion. And now feel love for yourself, for feeling all of this love, and for taking the time to create this container of love within yourself. There's power contained in this love, and that's your power. You have this capacity within you to connect with yourself, to open, to cultivate love and compassion, and to really embrace the true and full essence of who you are. This is your power. So take a moment to celebrate this love and the essence of who you are. Knowing you can connect with it in each and every moment. And when you're ready, you can take a few deeper breaths and begin to come back into the room. If you'd like to pause the audio, you can stay in this space a little longer. So I hope you've enjoyed this practice and it's given you a touchstone for today and another self-compassion tool or practice that can help you, particularly in connecting with yourself when you're struggling or dealing with difficult feelings or situation. Those are the times when habitually we tend to turn away. And in practicing self-compassion, the invitation is to turn towards ourselves and to open rather than to shut down. So once again, celebrate yourself today for taking the time for this practice and overall for committing to planting seeds of self-compassion in your life. And we know that these seeds support us in our own resilience and well-being, but also ripple out into our relationships and the world. So I hope you have a beautiful day. Namaste.